Well, I think we need to change the way that we approach watching a debate. What I do is I break it into a quadrant, okay? Break into a quadrant. So you have, you can write it down on a piece of paper or type it up or, put in your notes on your phone, however you want to do it. But you can break it into a quadrant. One section is the candidates, and another section is the issues, and another is the questions, and the fourth one could be like a reflection on the debate, sort of like a highlight reel, so to speak. And I think once you put it on paper and or however you want to jot your thoughts down, you can take time to reflect on that, and you can talk with, your family about it. Talk with your wife or your husband about it, even family and friends, and you all can discuss the debate. I think we need to approach politics in a objective way, not emotional, in an objective way. Well, as it relates to the quadrant, the first for me is the candidates. Okay, you want to ask yourself a series of questions. So you want to say, did the candidates directly answer the questions that were asked of them? And you want to ask yourself, which candidate impressed you the most? Even if you didn't agree with them, which candidate impressed you the most and why? Now, this is what you're jotting down for yourself. Remember, being objective about the situation at hand, about this entire debate. You want to ask yourself, was there any common ground? Was there any common ground among the candidates on the stage? And if so, what was it? So it's kind of like you're in school. It's kind of like you're in school all over again, but this is very, very important so that you can come out of this debate informed. It's not going to be many presidential debates, so you really want to take notes. Also, you want to ask yourself, did the candidates say anything that make you feel that they were more or less trustworthy than their opponent? And if so, explain objectively, directly with what you heard come out of their mouth, not with what you think, what came out of their mouths. Also, you want to ask yourself, you want to ask yourself, does your opinion of the candidates change after this debate? When the debate is over, did your opinion change about the candidates after the debate? Why did it change or why did it not change? These are things that we need to talk to ourselves about. And lastly, I would say describe at least two ways the candidates tried to win over the audience. You got some catchphrases, you got some zingers, some gotcha moments. You're gonna have things like that. So definitely add that to your candidate quadrant. Now, as it relates to the issues in the quadrant, in the second part of the quadrant, the issues, you wanna ask yourself, how did the candidates address the issues that you care about? Because that's what it's about. It's about your own interests. Which candidate has my best interests at heart? So how do the candidates address the issues that I care about? You want to ask yourself, which issue got the most attention in this debate? And why do you think that was the case? Why did this particular issue dominate most of the debate? Also, on which issue did the candidates disagree the most? That there, you will learn a lot about each candidate when they disagree, more so than when they agree. Where else might you get, or okay, we'll put it like this. Where else might you go to get more detailed information on the candidate's views on the issues? Okay, now this is research, not just watching a debate. This is research. So you can go to their candidate, to their campaign website, take a look at that. You can also go to places like Ballotpedia, you know, different sites, nonpartisan websites that's going to show you their stance on the issues. Okay, so you're going to have to do a little research. How did the issues discussed in this debate reflect issues that you care about? Okay, so this in this entire debate, are they talking about issues that you care about that affect you? That's a good way to gauge how the opponents take a stance on the issues that you care about. And if they don't bring up the issues that you care about, then that could pose a problem. Another one would be when the candidates discuss the issues, did they provide details about the actions that they would take, you know, if they're elected? And is this important? You know, the actions that they would take, is it important and why? Okay, we really have to dig deep. We really have to ask ourselves all of these questions. That's very, very important. I mean, this election can change the next decade, 20 years, 30 years. So we need to go to the polls informed about the issues, informed about the candidate, and just informed about what we're doing all together, why we're doing this, why we're voting. In the third part of the quadrant, you have the questions, okay? You have the questions. So did any question stand out as unfair from the moderator? Did any question stand out as unfair? And explain. See, so it's homework. It's a lot of work that we have to do, but it's very, very important because this determines the future, okay? I believe that this election here is going to affect my grandchildren. Okay. The 2016 affected me and my children. This election is going to affect our grandchildren. You have to ask yourself, was there a theme song? I'm not a theme song, I'm sorry. Was there a theme among all the questions? Was there a theme among all the questions? Did the, you know, are they the questions that are thrown out, was there a theme? I think that's the best word I can use. Was there a theme to the questions? And if so, what was the theme? Okay. Were there any questions that all of the candidates avoided answering? This is key. What questions did the candidates avoid answering? What were they? Write this down. What were the questions that they avoided answering? That can be a red flag. Did the candidates raise any of their own questions? If so, what were they and why might they raise that question? Did one candidate get more questions than the other candidate? And if so, how did that affect the debate? You know, did it tip it one way or the other? Who knows? Lastly, I would say, what two questions would you ask if you were the moderator? I do this all the time. You know, I do this all the time. What questions would I ask if I were there? And were those questions asked, or at least in the ballpark? And on the final part of the quadrant, the fourth part of the quadrant, is your reflection, your highlight reel. So you're going to ask yourself, what was the most interesting part of the debate? What was the most interesting part of the debate, and why was it interesting to you? What was the least interesting part of the debate, and why? Now, if you're just there solo, if it's just you, yeah, you put all this information, collect all this data. But if it's you and your wife, or you and your husband, or you have family over, have everybody fill this out. Have everyone fill this out. Okay, so they can discuss this, and then you can even take it home. You want to pick a particular exchange between the candidates and explain what you learned from it. Okay, because there are going to be some exchanges. Those are going to be the sound bites that you're going to see tomorrow morning. Okay, and explain what you learned from that. If you could grade the moderator or moderators, you know, it could be one or two, on how well they manage the pace and behavior of the debate, what grade would you assign them, and why? You know, did they seem like they were, you know, being partisan about it, or were they being neutral about the way that they handled the debate, the questions that they were asking? These are all good questions that you need to ask yourself. So if you notice that everything that I'm saying is a question to yourself. Okay, it's time to reflect. And the last two that I would say is, how helpful are the debates at informing voters about the candidates? Was this debate helpful with informing you on their stance on the issues, their past, because it's going to come up? Was this helpful? And lastly, I would say, list at least five words or phrases that describe how you felt during the debate. That's very, very important. Did the candidates move you? Did the candidates move you? How did you feel? How did you feel when this was said? How did you feel when that was said, or the exchange, or you saw certain body language, or the tone, even the questions that are being asked, the responses? So you have to ask yourself these things. You have to put in a little work, but it is it's critical to being knowledgeable and informed when you go down to the polls. And it's responsible. It's just the right thing to do. So there it is. This is my quadrant for debate night. So you all can replay this video, write these questions down, and, you know, get to work. Get to work. All right, you guys, as always, the most patriotic thing that you can do is to petition your government for your grievances. The Declaration of Independence said that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, okay? The instituted among men, everyone, among men and women, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's you. That's you. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish that government and institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to reflect their safety and happiness. love somebody, but more importantly, love yourself. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the thumbs up, and hit that notification bell so you'll be notified on when I upload new videos such as this. Thank you for attending my masterclass on debate reflection for the presidential debate tonight. Peace.